Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone. Thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. A story about a mischievous little cat and his misadventures. A story about puppies and mice and fish. A story flushed with the charm of innocence. Presenting the tales of Punky Dunk, the cat. Written in 1912 by an unknown author. This book started appearing in a little bookshop in Chicago, but the author's name is lost to antiquity. I really hope you enjoy listening to this short children's book. If you do, please let me know by leaving a comment, like or review, or subscribing to whatever platform you're listening on. We're also crowdfunding for the continued existence and expansion of the show. Should you wish to get involved, please check out gofundme.com/talesbythefireside. Everything you do and every interaction you make really does mean the world. Now please, get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for our story. Punky Dunk and the Goldfish. Author unknown. Punky Dunk, so fat, was a black and white cat of exceedingly tender years. He had black on his nose and the tips of his toes, on the end of his tail and his ears. He cast his lot in a very soft spot, for his bed was a box full of straw. And he slept all night with his eyes shut tight and his little black nose on his paw. Punky Dunk would peep, though he seemed asleep, at the bird in its cage of brass, and his tail he swayed when the goldfish played in their clear little bowl of glass. "Though my coat's like silk from my drinking milk," he would say, "I often wish I might change my food, as I think that I should, to a meal on a nice plump fish." So he winked his eye and he heaved a sigh and he said, "I really think that it would be grand to jump on that stand and see how the fishes drink." The fish globe round, he reached with a bound and stood with his paws on the rim, looking in with an air that was certain to scare the fish as they looked at him. His cunning head bent and his little nose went right down while his tongue flushed red. When, oh, what a sight, the fish in their fright splashed water all over his head. And Punky Dunk howled, and Punky Dunk yowled, and Punky Dunk fell to the floor. and he bristled and spat like a terrified cat as he fled through the dining room door. In the big glass bowl, when the waves ceased to roll, all the little goldfish were so glad that each wiggled his fins as he said through his grins, "That's the most fun we ever have had." Now Punkydunk lies on the floor and he sighs, "It is best for a cat to be good, for I cannot forget how I got my coat wet when I didn't do just as I should." Punkydunk and the Mouse. Author unknown. Punkydunk, very sly, with a wink of his eye, strolled lazily all through the house. To the cellar he went, and the morning he spent on a hunt for a fat little mouse. "Over there by the coal," he said, "mouse has his hole, so I'll sit beside it and wait. There's a trap with some cheese, just nice as you please, and mouse will soon come out for that bait." Punky sat by the trap and seemed taking a nap, but you know that bold Punky was wise. Though he looked half asleep, he was taking a peep for the gleam of two bright little eyes. Soon the mouse crept right out and went running about. Punky smiled to himself and he said, "I will just let him play in his own foolish way till I think that I need to be fed." But the mouse too was smart, and he got a good start. Then he leaped, and he saved his wee hide, for he dashed in a hole that was not near the coal, but was hidden away at one side. "Ha ha," Punky said, as he shook his white head, "well, mouse, you may run if you please, but I'll eat just the same. 'Twas for that I came." So he reached in the trap for the cheese. Snip snap went the trap. Wasn't that a mishap? Punky's black little paw was inside. He leaped and he jumped, and he ran and he bumped, and the mouse sat and laughed till he cried. Punky ran up the stairs, and he knocked over chairs, and he sprang to the table and dropped. He meowed in his fright, for the trap held him tight, and it was a long time till he stopped. Baby's mama then came, and she said, "What a shame," and she took off the trap from his paw, and she wrapped it in silk, and she fed him with milk, and she gave him some fish bones to gnaw. Punkydunk and the Spotted Pup. Author unknown. Punkydunk, on a day in the middle of May, looked around like a wise little cat, and he said with surprise, "Can I trust my own eyes? Well, what do you know about that?" For a wagon of blue, with a man in blue too, at the sidewalk was just backing up, and the man brought a crate that was heavy of weight, and inside a happy spotted pup. Now Punky felt hurt as he gazed, very pert, at the happy spotted pup in the box. For the pup was all white, save for spots black as night, on his back and his tail, ears and socks. "Meow," said the cat, "that pup is too fat to run or to climb up a tree. The baby won't like that happy spotted tyke as well as I know he likes me." Punky said, "He may run, but he won't be much fun. He may set, or may bark, or may point." You see, Punky's heart was beginning to smart, and his nose was put clear out of joint. The pup was let out, and he ran all about. So happy was he to be free. Then Punky said meow, the dog said bow wow, and Punky said look out for me. He raised up his hair and tried hard to scare the pup so he would run away. But the pup shook his head and in dog talk he said, "No, Punky, I've come here to stay." Then Punky, quite rash, at the pup made a dash, but the pup stood his ground very bold. And Punky then stopped so quick that he dropped, and over he rolled. Then the pup, with a bark, started in for a lark, but Punky thought he meant to fight, and he ran up a tree just as fast as could be, and he stayed there until it was night. Punky Dunk has made up with the happy spotted pup, and with baby they play every day. Don't you think, little friends, that this little tale ends in the very best kind of way? The end. Good night.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.